calendar turned to May and the weather followed suit. It's a beautiful day for softball here from Transylvania County. The Pisgah Sugar Bears finishing out the 2019 season at the home of the Brevard Lady Blue Devils. This is a battle for second place outright in the Mountain Six Conference. Thank you for joining us on WPTL. CG Peak alongside Jack Webb. We're just about ready to get things going from Transylvania County. And Jack Webb, it all comes down to this. Franklin has secured the Mountain Six title. This is for the outright second place.
Both teams have won their first game at home, so this is going to be for the 2 out of 3 win here, and Brevard's getting ready for the first pitch.
Coming up to bat first, Reagan Lunsford leading off. She'll swing at the first pitch, fouls that one back to the screen, and 0-1 the count now to the senior Lunsford. Lily Inslee will follow, and Emma Sorrells. Those are your first three due up in the top of the first inning for Pisgah. Hudson Carver bats fourth. McKenna Browning in the fifth spot today in the lineup. Maggie McCracken, the catcher, she's going to bat sixth. Paige Griffith in the seventh hole. Macy Henson, she'll get the start in the circle, and she'll be batter number 8. And the 9-hitter today for Pisgah, Kylie Smith at the shortstop position.
On the mound for Blue Devils is their big left-handed thrower and pitcher, Sydney Gilbert.
And the 1-1 to Reagan Lunsford. That's a changeup. It'll miss outside. Well, actually, it's in there for strike number 2. 1-2, the count to Lunsford.
Yeah, I'm kind of right behind home plate, about 6 feet above the plate. And that off-speed pitch curved in over on the outside corner.
But no doubt about that one. It'll miss well outside. Sydney Gilbert, even in the count now. 2 balls and 2 strikes against Reagan Lunsford, the Lander University softball commit. She'll be playing there next season. 2-2. That one's going to be slapped foul down the first baseline. Count remains 2-2. Not a whole lot of room on that second base line. You run into that chain link fence quickly.
Yeah, it looks like there's maybe a little more room down the left field line than the first base line, but there's maybe 8 feet, 10 feet between the fence and the foul line.
2-2. There's a changeup rather. It'll paint the outside corner. It's going to freeze Reagan Lunsford, so she'll be down looking for out number 1. It's the first strikeout of the day for Sydney Gilbert.
That was a wide strike zone right there. That was in the left-handed batter's box.
And Jack has a much better vantage point of the plate than I do, so he's able to make that call, although the umpire sees it differently. One away for Pisgah as Lily Inslee comes to the plate. Umpire calls that one in there as well. Definitely a wide strike zone today, 0-1. As Emma Sorrell stands on deck, Sydney Gilbert, as Jack said, getting the start in the circle. Big whiff that time by Inslee. She swung underneath that one. No balls and 2 strikes to the junior.
Gilbert came with a fastball on the first pitch and then an off-speed pitch on the second one. Inslee way out in front.
The 0-2. There's a fastball that's going to miss outside. A waste pitch from Gilbert makes it 1-2. She's starting in the circle. Behind the plate today is Kenna Wilson. That's your battery for the Lady Blue Devils of Brevard. 16-5 is Brevard. 10-4 in Mountain Six play. Is that fastball? That's going to run inside. Inslee dances out of the way. 2 balls and 2 strikes. All tied up in the overall record with Pisgah. 16-5 are both of these teams. Brevard holds the one game advantage. 10-4 in Mountain Six play. Pisgah coming in at 9-5. And with a win today, Jack, that will give Pisgah the outright lead in the conference, or in second place, rather, as Lily Inslee, she'll hit a fly ball. Pops that one out to center field, and it's an easy play for the center fielder, Emily Long, for out number 2.
She maybe moved 1 step toward home plate to catch that fly ball by Inslee. So quick 2 outs for the Bears here in the top of the first.
So Lunsford strikes out. Inslee flies out to center. That's an F8 if you're keeping score at home. Emma Sorrell's on her way to the plate now. Batter number 3 for the Pisgah Sugar Bears. Big swing and a miss. That one was tailing off of the outside corner, and Emma couldn't catch up to it for strike 1. Sorrell's headed to North Carolina State University once her playing career is over. That one's going to be popped into the air down the third base line. It'll land in foul territory. Strike 2 to Sorrell's.
This is a very compact ballpark. Coach Morgan's in the third base coach's box, and she could reach over and touch the dugout fence. That's how close the dimensions of this ballpark are.
Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed. An off-speed pitch had Sorrells out in front. So 2 strikeouts for Pisgah. They go 1-2-3 to end the top of the first inning. Nothing to nothing.
It's
we'll
been said
to the home half of the first on WPTL.
Just a reminder that all the action today is sponsored by Ken Wilson Ford, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Fat Buddies, Ribs and Barbecue, Champion Credit Union, Taylor Ford, Haywood EMC, and Riverview Farm and Garden Center. And softball games mean it's springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxter, one of the friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
So Pisgah goes in order in the top of the first inning. Three up and three down. That'll bring up the top of the order for Brevard, getting things going in the bottom of the first inning. Hannah Cave, she'll lead things off, playing the shortstop position on the defensive end. Kenna Wilson, the catcher for the Lady Blue Devils, she bats second. And Sydney Gilbert, the pitcher. Those are your first three. You up for Brevard. Your flex player is Carter Smith today. As we take a look at the defensive setup for Pisgah, Macy Henson, she's going to get the start in the circle. The senior Dilling, the fireballer, she'll get the start pitching for Pisgah. Behind the plate is going to be Maggie McCracken, as it usually is. First base is Hudson Carver. Second base is Paige Griffith. Your shortstop today is Kylie Smith over at the hot corner. It's McKenna Browning, the sophomore, getting the start there. Left field is Lily Inslee. In center, Reagan Lunsford. And your right fielder, as always, Emma Sorrells.
It's the last regular season game for the Sugar Bears here. After this game, the state NCHSAA will be seeding the playoff game starting, I believe, Saturday morning, and they leave an announcement late Saturday afternoon or maybe early Sunday.
Here's the first deal from Hintz, and that was going to be hit on a line, and just like that, it's Hannah Cave. A first pitch swing, and that's a line single out the left field.
No doubt about that one, and that took a big skip out in left field. The Lily Inslee's right in front of it, and it took a, looked like it was a wet grass hop, but Inslee barely corralled that ball.
So a seeing eye single that time by Anna Cave. She puts a good swing on it. She stands at first base with nobody out. Kenna Wilson at the plate now. That one's going to be popped straight back right behind our broadcast location. Out of play for strike number one. Jack Pisgah riding a six-game win streak into the game against Franklin a couple of nights ago. That came to an end with an 8-4 loss, but still 6-7 over their last games. Pisgah playing good softball headed into the playoffs.
Hadn't been able to solve the riddle of the Franklin Panthers this year, but maybe we'll get another chance in the playoffs.
It's very possible. That was going to be hit on the ground. The throw to second is in time. The throw back to first. So hard to turn that conventional 6-4-3 double play just a half step too late was the throw to first. So Kenna Wilson reaches on a fielder's choice. The force out at second base retires Hannah Cave. One out, one on, and Sydney Gilbert coming to the plate for Brevard.
Kylie Smith got that ball in plenty of time, but it just took Paige Griffith an extra second to get to the bag, so she wasn't able to turn that double play.
Gilbert batting from the left-handed box. She'll put a swing on the first one. That sky's foul down the third baseline. Out of play for strike one to the pitcher. Righty-lefty matchup here. Macy Henson, the right-handed hard thrower, taking on the left-hander Sydney Gilbert here. Runner on first base. That's a fastball. It'll go over the head of McCracken. There's the throw down to second base on the running Hannah Cave. And the running Kenna Wilson. She's going to slide in safely. So that'll move the runner into scoring position. Still one out. One ball and one strike to Sydney Gilbert.
Macy likes throwing that rise ball, and that one was way out of the zone above the plate over Maggie's head all the way back to the backstop.
Here's the 1-1. That one's hit hard on a line. That's gonna go right through the wickets between the legs of Paige Griffith. That'll bring one run home to score for Brevard. And Sydney Gilbert, that's a stand-up RBI double. 1-0 Brevard, bottom of the first inning.
Since that went straight through Paige's leg, that's got to be an error.
Yeah.
She was in great position, just didn't get the glove down on the ball.
It was smoke. That ball screaming, skittering across the top of the grass. But between the legs of Paige Griffith, 1-0 Brevard as Kenna Wilson comes home to score. I mean, Sydney Gilbert stands at second base, and your cleanup hitter at the plate now, Cad Hart. She plays second base on the defensive side of things, wearing that number 8 jersey. Brevard in their home blue and whites today. As the first pitch from Macy Henson, that'll get away from Maggie McCracken, if I can speak. She'll throw that one down to third, not in time, though. Kenna Wilson, she'll move over to third base. One ball and one strike to the cleanup hitter, and here comes Heidi Morgan. She wants to have a discussion.
Well, I don't know if there's something wrong with Maggie's mask. That ball was actually caught by Maggie, and it just popped out of her catcher's mitt. And that's the only reason that Sydney Gilbert was able to go to third. So that was a pass ball by Maggie McCracken moving Gilbert over to third with one out.
So Coach Morgan is satisfied with Maggie's equipment now. She'll reassume her position. Let's reset. Runner on third base for Brevard. They've already scored one run in the home half of the first inning. One ball and one strike to the cleanup hitter, Cad Hart, as Brinley Harrell stands in the on-deck circle. Beautiful day from Brevard. Here's the 1-1 from Henson. Swung on and missed. That fastball had plenty of heat. Cad Hart can't catch up to it. Strike two.
Good pitch by Macy. Fastball right on the outside corner. Swung over the top of it.
CG Peak alongside Jack Webb from Brevard High School. The 1-2, that's a fastball low and away. Swinging and missing is Cad Hart. That's strikeout number one. Two down for Brevard and a runner on third base.
Now batting for Brevard, third baseman number 13.
Nice location by Henson that time to get the strikeout.
Good location by Henson. Now she's got a chance to get out of this inning with only one run scored if she can get Brinley Horrell to either strike out, ground out, or fly ball.
And the first pitch that Harrell sees, she'll fly that one back to the screen. It's going to make contact and get down for strike one.
Just need to make sure that Maggie blocks anything that's in the dirt, keeping it from going to the backstop.
As I mentioned, Brevard in their home blue and whites. Pisgah in their traveling reds with the black pants and the white sleeves. That one's going to be grounded over to Paige Griffiths. She'll make the play, flips it over to Hudson Carver at first, and that will retire the side. But not before a run comes across for Brevard. 1-0. We'll head to the top of the second inning in a battle for the second place game outright in the Mountain Six Conference. Back with more right after this on WPTL.
It's been said that simple pleasures deliver life's greatest joys. So when we decided to launch our all-new Champion Checking with Rewards, we knew we wanted it to be as simple as possible. That's why we're pleased to announce 3% APY on your checking account. So as you're working on enjoying life's simple pleasures, your Champion Checking account is working for you. Champion Credit Union. Banking simplified. Insured by NCUA. APY is annual percentage yield. Minimum average daily balance of $3,000. Minimum 10 debit card transactions per month.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Jackie and Caleb on WPTL.
Your score, Brevard jumps on top of Pisgah in the home half of the first inning. Here comes the cleanup hitter, though, Hudson Carver. She'll get her chance to equalize things here. Big swing and a miss of the first pitch, and she'll fall behind in the count 0-1. Carver, your first batter, McKenna Browning coming up, and Maggie McCracken, the 4, 5, and 6 hitters due up for Pisgah in the top of the second inning. She'll call timeout here. Jack Webb alongside me. It's senior night here in Brevard. And Pisgah, they've already hosted theirs. It's all road from here on out until we get to the playoffs, looking at a first-round home game. As 0-1 becomes 1-1 as the fastball misses outside.
I was there for senior night for the girls' soccer team last night. They had 3 seniors, and they just set a record for the most wins for a girls' soccer team at Pisgah with 15 on the year.
Here's the 1-1 deal. Swing and a miss. That's going to be fouled off of the catcher's chest gear. One ball and two strikes to Hudson Carver. What was the score last night in the game?
3-0, and we played Brevard, and it should have been 6-7-8. We kept putting balls on the goal, but we just couldn't get one to get by the goalkeeper.
Mm-hmm. Pisgah gets the win. Incredible season for the ladies' soccer team. That one's going to be high and inside. 2 balls and 2 strikes to the cleanup hitter, Hudson Carver. Final regular season game for both teams. We'll talk about the playoff projections right after this pitch. 2-2. Carver, she'll foul that one back to the screen, and we'll do it again. 4 teams out of the 2A conference in the western part of the state projected to be in the playoffs, Jack. Franklin coming in at a number 3 seed. The Madison Lady Patriots at a 10. Brevard is a projected number 9. And your very own Pisgah Sugar Bears looking at the number 13 spot in the 2A playoffs. That's the 2-2. That's going to loop high and inside, well off of the plate. Count runs full.
So if we're a 13, we should have at least one home game.
Mm-hmm.
That would be on Tuesday.
Yeah, barring any type of severe weather. Payoff pitch. Carver gets a good rip on that one. Drifting back is the right fielder. She has to battle the sun, but getting underneath it is the right fielder, Carter Smith, the flex player today, and she'll put that one away for out number one.
Now batting for Pisgah, number six.
So four up and four down for Pisgah. It's a no-hitter so far for Sydney Gilbert. Just underway in the top of the second inning. Pisgah Sugar Bears down in Transylvania County today at the home of the Brevard Blue Devils. Game one of a doubleheader today. We'll have the baseball game coming for you later on. First pitch scheduled for around 7 p.m. as McKenna Browning steps into the box. And that one's going to get in there for strike one. Here's the 0-1 as a fastball. Low and away. Sydney Gilbert misses outside for 1-1.
Browning had taken a couple of games off with just a minor injury to her leg, and Maggie McCracken had played third base a couple of times.
And that one's going to be popped up. The catcher tries to get her gear off. That's Kenna Wilson hustling back, but she will not be there in time. That one will drop down. Wall and two strikes to Brown.
Good sportsmanship by Gilbert, picking up Browning's bat and handing it to her as he came back from first base.
Pisgah Brevard, we've seen this game get heated in years past. This is a burgeoning rivalry here. Two very talented teams. You see a high level of competition between these two the majority of the time.
We've always been a big rival with Brevard. It kind of died down for a while, but their football team's kind of back to where it used to be in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, 1-2. That one's going to be hit on the ground. Right back to Sydney Gilbert. She can't handle the heat on the ground. That one bounces out of the leather, and it's going to be McKenna Browning aboard. Do you call that one a single, or are you going to call that one an error?
That's an error.
Yeah, error on the pitcher that time. So that'll put Browning on first base with one away. Maggie McCracken's about to stroll up to the plate, the number six hitter. In a 1-0 ball game. The last time Brevard lost a conference game, you've got to go all the way back to April 3rd. It was a 6-5 loss at Pisgah, 6-5, and that one came all the way down to the wire. Since then, Brevard has been on a winning streak in the Mountain Six Conference. Played in the Grand Strand Classic Tournament in mid-April. They lost one of those games to a team out of Brighton, New York. But that one doesn't have any bearing on the Mountain Six standings, of course. Big swing and a miss by McCracken. That'll open up this at-bat, 0-1.
I think Brevard's gone a couple of times over spring break to do some tournaments like that.
And that's the reason why we're even up in the overall record, 16-5 apiece, because of the extra games by Brevard. Pisgah had a loaded schedule to begin with in 2019. 0-1, that's going to be a off-speed tie. In a way, the crowd doesn't like it, but it misses outside for ball one.
Good eye by McCracken. Could have been called a strike. It was really close.
Getting an early glimpse at the umpire strike zone today. 1-1, that's going to split the gap between first and second. A diving attempt by Hart at the second base bag. She comes up empty, and so it's a single for Maggie McCracken. Runners at first and second with one away.
So McCracken on first, Browning on second. First two base runners, four.
Paige Griffith making her way to the plate is Coach Morgan. She's going to come out and have a word with the home plate umpire. What do you think this conversation's about?
I think they're saying that McKenna Browning interfered with somebody on the play, but I don't see that.
Well, looks like they're going to allow her to stay at the second base.
She's coming off the field.
Yeah, that's going to be out number two. They whistle McKenna Browning for interference of some kind. Or is she? Yeah, a little bit of confusion out there, but McKenna is out for, that's going to be out number two.
Well, I wondered why the Brevard fans were cheering when we had runners on first and second.
Well, that would be why. Runner on first with two out. Paige Griffith, she'll swing at the first one. That's a soft pop-up over to the first base bag. It's Taylor Miner. She'll camp out underneath that one and put the squeeze on it for out number three. So that'll retire the side. Pisgah strands one. They score none. We'll head to the home half of the second. 1-0. We'll take a quick break. Back with more Pisgah Sugar Bear softball right after this on WPTL.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. beef brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
At Taylor Ford in Waynesville, it's all about the deal.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest prices on new Fords.
Taylor Ford has the highest trade allowances.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest payments and no money down available.
Taylor Ford offers lowest rates. They have all the banks.
Go to TaylorFordOnline.com or drive to 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Because at Taylor Ford, it's all about your deal.
Pisgah Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
1-0 from Transylvania County. Brevard holding a single run advantage over your very own Pisgah Sugar Bears. CG Peak alongside Jack Webb on WPTL. You're listening on 101.7 FM, 920 AM. And if you're listening on the online stream, WPTLradio.net, welcome to you as well. Beautiful day here from Brevard, Jack Webb. Temperatures in the mid to high 70s. Wind gusting a little bit, but it is a beautiful day for softball.
When the wind is gusting, it's gusting from center field toward left field for the most part. And that was just a tough play in the top of the second there. That ground ball that went into right field must have tipped off the heel of McKenna Browning as she was running the base path. So that's why she was called out.
Clarification on that call there. That's what took a runner off of the base pass for Pisgah in the last inning. We ended up stranded one at first base. Leading things off, it's going to be the sixth batter, Emily Long. She's at the plate now. Keely Owens and Taylor Miner. Those are your first three due up for Brevard. And 0-1 off of the foul ball. It becomes 1-1. That one misses outside for Macy. And one ball and one strike to count.
Emily Long's a center fielder. Plays a good center field for the Blue Devils.
1-1. There's a fastball low and away. Two balls and one strike. Talking about the hot bats of the Pisgah Sugar Bears. During that six-game winning streak before it was snapped by Brevard two nights ago, 61-14. That's the scoring differential for Pisgah. They've been pouring it on the offensive end. As the 2-1 is going to come across the plate, there's a fastball low. That'll catch the outside corner for strike two.
Standing almost behind home plate, you can really see the movement on Macy's fastball and when she tries to throw. I guess it's the softball version of a slider cutting across the outside corner.
With that kind of velocity, it really becomes tough to hit that pitch. 2-2, that's going to be spanked foul down the first baseline. It'll hit the corner of the dugout. They've got that catty-cornered chain-link fencing here to protect the dugout area, and that absorbed the brunt of that contact. Two balls and two strikes, the count remains.
This is a ball field that's kind of jammed into a corner with a big drop off to down to a farm pasture right field.
Yeah, very rural out here in Brevard. It's beautiful country, but you're looking at a whole lot of nothing out behind the center field fence.
Well, Pisgah's lucky that we're in downtown Canton with our softball field just right below the high school. But this is on the high school campus, but it's a really small ballpark.
Here's the 3-2. Pound is full. That one's going to be skied into the air. Drifting back is Reagan Lunsford. She'll camp out underneath it, battling the sun with those sunglasses on, and she'll put it away for out number one. So a deep fly out to center by Emily Long. That's going to record the first out as Keely Owens strolls up to the plate, the number seven batter, wearing that number nine jersey for the Lady Devils.
We would call that a can of corn. Mm-hmm. That was an easy fly ball for Reagan Lunsford to camp under and corral.
Do you have your fishing license yet?
No.
No?
I usually go fishing in the fall.
Okay. Yeah, that was going to be hit back up to Macy Henson. It'll skitter off of her glove. McKenna Browning there, a nice job to back her up. She'll make the throw from the third base side, and that's in time to punch out Keely Owens.
If you're scoring home on that one, that was a 1-5-3 play. The hard grounder tipped off of Macy's glove. Hard enough for McKenna Browning to get it and throw out Owens at first base.
Nice awareness by Browning that time to be ready for the carom off of Henson's glove. Two away, nobody on, two out for Brevard. It's the number three or the number eight batter, third of the second inning coming to the plate. Taylor Miner, the first baseman for the Lady Devils. First pitch is inside for ball one. Macy Henson getting the start today. She'll wind up. There's a delivery. That's a fastball. That'll be in there. Low and outside, rather. One ball and one strike.
Yeah, that was a good pitch right on the outside corner, tailing away from Miner.
Brevard sitting in second place in the conference at 10-4. Pisgah right behind at 9-5. That one's going to be hit on the ground over to Paige Griffith. She'll make the nice glove, and the flip over to Hudson Carver will retire the side. So Brevard goes in order, 1-3 up and 3 down, 1-0. We'll head to the top of the third inning and a tight one on WPTL.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, interventional cardiology, general surgery, labor and delivery, a GI center, a breast care center, sports medicine, sleep lab, imaging and pediatrics, and in-network for all insurances. For more information about Haywood Regional Medical Center, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
It's Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, Riverview Farm and Gardens, Taylor Ford, and Fat Buddy.
1-0 your score. Top of the third inning. They're moving quickly here from Brevard. This game moving at a breakneck speed. Macy Henson, she'll lead things off, not even thinking about having the green light on that one. That one will be in there for strike number one.
She called timeout. Oh, yeah. she called timeout before the Gilbert pitched.
Yeah, you're right about that. So Macy, if she'll get a mulligan here. First pitch on the way from Sydney Gilbert, starting in the circle for Brevard today. She's got a couple of strikeouts already. That one is going to miss inside. Good eye by Macy to take that one for ball one.
Sydney is the pitcher for most of the Brevard game, just like Macy is the pitcher for most Pisgah games. We've had some opportunities for Charlie Hall to pitch in some games, but it's usually been Macy Henson being the workhorse.
No flex player in the lineup for Pisgah today as the count is 1-1 to Macy Henson. It's a true nine starting lineup, and the check swing by Henson. They say she went around, so they've changed it. Yeah, overruling the home plate umpire. Two balls and one strikes now. Has the 2-1 on the way from Gilbert. There's the windup, the delivery. That one's hit on the ground over to the shortstop. She'll make the play, then the throw to first is in time. It's Hannah Cabe with the fill for out number one.
Coming to the plate for
so that one will go down as a 6-3. Macy Henson retired. The number nine hitter, Kylie Smith, on the way to the plate for Pisgah.
Macy hit that ball off the handle of the bat right above her fist, so it was kind of a slow roller to Hannah Cave. No problem with the throw.
The 0-1 deal, that's going to be hit on the ground down to first base, and just like that, Kylie Smith is down with the ground out. Two up and two down for Pisgah to get things going in the third.
Now back to the top of the order for Reagan Cool Breeze Lunsford, who struck out in the first inning.
Reagan. It's a one-hitter so far for Sydney Gilbert. For Brevard, Maggie McCracken, the only one to crack the code so far. She hit it on a line over to right field. That put her on first base. And it's been tough sliding for the rest of the lineup. Diving. Shortstop is not able to make the play. And she's aboard for the second hit of the game.
And Reagan is one of our base stealers. So see if Coach Morgan's going to put the steal sign on, or if Reagan can just go on her own if she needs to.
She stole three bases in our last broadcast, and we'll see what she can do here. There she is running off of the contact. It's going to drift foul off of the contact by Lily Inslee. No balls and one strike to the number two hitter.
Inslee 0-1, flew out to center field in the first inning.
Emma Sorrell standing on deck. She'll come up if Inslee is able to reach base here. Back-to-back left-handers in the second and third holes in this Pisgah lineup. Big swing and a miss by that time. That one ran inside on the hands of Inslee, and it'll drift foul.
That's a good pitch by Gilbert. Started over the plate, came in right at the knees to Lily, and she fouled that back to the backstop.
Brevard celebrating their senior night tonight. There's the 0-2. Fastball is outside. There goes Reagan. She's going to swipe second base. The throw off the mark, so she'll move into scoring position. A stolen base, first of the day for Reagan Lunsford. Count is 1-2 to Lily Inslee, the junior. Batting from that left-handed side, small in stature and a close stance. She's going to foul that one. It'll drift out of play down the third base line. One ball and two strikes, two away in a 1-0 ball game. Top of the third inning on WPTL. Lily facing a 1-2 here. There's the deal from the left-handed Gilbert. It's a lefty-lefty matchup. That one fouled off as well, this time down the first base line. And the count remains.
Lily fought that one off. It was in on her hands and pulled it just foul down the first base line.
Pisgah 6-7 in their last seven, or in the last, actually, six. They've won six of their last seven. That one loss coming to Franklin is the 1-2. That's a fastball that'll miss outside. Two balls and two strikes to Lily. Pisgah playing good softball down the stretch, final stretch of the season. That was going to be hit on the ground over to the second baseman, Cad Hart. She'll make the scoop, and the flip to first is in time. So Reagan Lunsford, she's stranded at second base. Pisgah, four up, four come up, three go down. Nobody comes across the score. We'll head to the home half of the third inning. 1-0, Brevard coming to bat.
Ball games mean it's springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley, one of the friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs.
It's been a tight one, back and forth throughout this game, Jack. Brevard got a little bit of a run in the first inning, but they went 1-2-3 in the last inning. Macy Henson settling in. We're about to see what she's going to bring in the third inning.
Well, the first three batters hit the ball hard off of Macy in that first inning, and they ended up with that one run, but Macy settled down after those first three batters and got out of the left a runner at third stranded for the Blue Devils, so that was a big key thing to, you know, only give up one run in that first inning instead of two.
And what's the mentality like right now? Both of these teams know they have a place in the playoffs. Right now, Brevard a 9 seed. Pisgah projected to be a 13 seed. You know you're in, but this game, strictly for seeding purposes, you want to climb up that ranking as much as possible.
Well, if you tie Brevard in the standings, you'll get the tiebreaker because you beat Brevard twice during the season. Mm-hmm. You went 2-2-3.
The overall
same
record
thing
is better,
for Brevard, too. If they win, they're a game ahead of us, or two games, since we're half game behind right now.
Right. And with a loss, Pisgah actually stands to lose a couple of spots in the ranking as well. So even though both teams locked in, this is a game that you need to win. A lot at stake here, riding on this final score. It's a tight one right now. Bottom of the third inning, 1-0. Brevard holding a single run advantage on their home turf. We're live from Transylvania County on WPTL at Brevard High School. Baseball stadium directly behind us. The JV guys in action right now. We'll scoot over there, and second game of the doubleheader, that'll commence right about 7 p.m., judging by how the softball game goes. Leading things off for Brevard in the bottom of the third, looks like it's going to be Maggie Maskers getting things going. She's the number 9 hitter. We'll cycle back to the top of the order after that with Hannah Cave and Kenna Wilson. 0-1, that's going to miss inside. One ball and one strike now to the 9 hitter Maskers.
Macy wants to come in the Masters. Don't want to put anybody on with a base on balls.
Here's the 1-1. And that was going to be hit well. It's going to drift high and out of play over the first base dugout. Count runs to one ball and two strikes.
Ended up over by the left field fence for the baseball stadium. It's right behind us.
Here's the 1-2. That's hit on the ground. Macy tries to put a glove on it. It's going to get off of the end. Griffith comes over to make the play, and the throw to first is not in time. So Griffith does everything she can, but too fast getting to the bag is Masters. She's aboard with a leadoff single.
Yeah, tough break by Macy. She had her glove on and it just tipped off, and by the time Paige was playing at the right field grass, by the time she got it, throw missed Masters by a step.
So David McNeil's team is on base to lead things off in the bottom of the third inning. Coach Heidi Morgan on the other end. Trying to play a little bit of catch-up here. 1-0 as the top of the order comes back around. Hannah Cave stepping into the box. She'll be batter number 2 in this third inning for Brevard.
Cave, 1-for-1, laced the line drive single into left field, her first at bat.
Here's the 1-0. That's going to be, or the 0-1 rather. That's bunted foul directly back to the screen, and no balls and two strikes to Cave, the leadoff hitter.
Trying to push Masters over into scoring position with that sacrifice bunt attempt.
As Kenna Wilson stands in the on-deck circle, capacity crowd here at the ballpark. And that's a fastball from Henson. It'll get high over the head of Maggie McCracken all the way back to the backstop. All the way, Karam's down to Hudson Carver at first base. That's going to move the runner Masters from first up to second. So with nobody out, runner in scoring position, it's a 1-2 count to Hannah Cabe.
That ball had a ton of spin by Macy. Tipped off of Maggie's glove, hit the screen, and bounced off of the wall. Down all the way to first base.
1-2, my survival instincts kicking in there. That one was hit right back to the backstop.
You never know when that net's going to, it's got a little mold and mildew on it. It might, you know, ball could go through.
Right about the time you think you're safe, that's when you lose all of your teeth.
That's right.
So I'd like to keep them if I can. 1-2 with a runner in scoring position. Here's the deal. That one is going to be hit high into the air. Drifting back is Paige Griffith into shallow right field. She'll camp out underneath it and put the squeeze on it for out number one. Nice play by Griffith that time to call everyone out and hang out underneath that one.
Emma Sorrells could have made that play, but it was Griffith's play. The ball was in the infield dirt, so Emma was just there to back her up.
Goes down as an F4. That's going to bring up Kenna Wilson to the plate with one on and one out for the Lady Devils.
Reached on a fielder's choice, a grounder to Kylie Smith in the first inning, so she's 0-1.
There's a rise ball look that time from Henson. It'll rise just a little bit too much off of the outside corner. 1-0. Be the number two hitter, Wilson. Beautiful day for softball from Brevard. If you're just joining us, it's a 1-0 affair in the bottom of the third inning. This is a game for the outright spot, the outright number two position in the Mountain Six Conference. CG Peak alongside Jack Webb. That one's fouled back. 1-1. The count to Kenna Wilson. Sydney Gilbert, the pitcher, standing in the on-deck circle. Here's the deal from Henson. Wind-up delivery. Fastball. That's in there. Big swing and a miss. And that's going to run the count to 1-2 on Kenna Wilson.
Good fastball on the inside corner by Macy. Had Wilson tied up a little bit.
We'll set your Pisgah defense. Well, we'll look at that in just a moment. Here's the 1-2 on the way. That one's going to miss outside. Fastball low in the dirt. 2-2. The count's even.
Good job by Maggie keeping that one in front of her. I don't think it hit the dirt, but her glove was on the ground when she caught that ball.
Lady Devils 9-2 at home. Very much in the mindset that no, there is no place like home. They've done a lot of winning here, but that one's going to miss outside from Henson. 3-2. The count runs full to the catcher for Brevard.
Maggie tried to frame that pitch, but I believe it was a little outside.
Payoff pitch on the way. She'll get the sign from McCracken. Here's the deal from Henson, and it misses just a bit low. That's going to put Kenna Wilson on with the base on balls. Runner on first and second. It's Maggie Masters standing at the second base bag. Kenna Wilson assumes the first base position, and Sydney Gilbert on her way to the plate now. Knocked in the run back in the first inning.
Hit a hard grounder to Paige Griffith that went right through her legs and it rolled all the way to the right center field fence.
First pitch from Henson. That's a fastball high and away. Gilbert lets it go by for ball number one. And as hard as she throws, she hits the ball every bit as hard. She puts a good swing on it whenever she's able to. Here's the 1-0 deal from Henson. That's got to be low and away. 2-0. Now the count to Gilbert.
Macy's trying to pitch very carefully to Gilbert, but she's in a 2-0 hole right now. So you've got to put something across the plate or you're going to load the bases.
Henson working hard out there. Here's the 2-0 deal. The windup delivery. That one's going to go over the head of Masters. It'll get all the way back to the backstop, and it rolls all the way back out to Macy Henson. She comes out and picks it up. That'll advance the runners from first and second to second and third. So two Lady Devils in scoring position, one out. That'll take the conventional double play out of order for Pisgah.
So that's going to be a wild pitch. That was a rise ball another rise ball that really took off against Maggie.
The number 2 and 3 teams of Mountain Six action doing battle today. 3-0 becomes 3-1. Nice pitch by Henson. She'll paint the outside corner for 3-1 to Sydney Gilbert. A well-hit ball here would likely score 2 runs. Macy Henson wants to avoid anything across the heart of the plate. Here's the 3-1. That's going to be hit on the ground to Paige Griffith. She looks home. A run comes home to score anyway. So Masters comes across to make it 2-0. The throw to first is in time. And Sydney Gilbert is retired with an RBI.
Well, Gilbert didn't hit it hard, but she hit it just hard enough to get the ball back. by Macy Henson, and Master scores. Wilson moves over to third with two outs. Gilbert gets an RBI.
Gilbert with two RBIs and no hits on the day. As runner stands at third, the first pitch to Cat Hart, the cleanup hitter. That's hit on a line over to Paige Griffith. She'll go down to her knees, makes the grab, and that will retire the side. So Brevard Strands won. They score one as well. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth inning. 2-0 your score. Brevard pouring it on. Top of the fourth inning coming up in just a minute.
At Taylor Ford in Waynesville, it's all about the deal.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest prices on new Fords.
Taylor Ford has the highest trade allowances.
Taylor Ford has the area's lowest payments and no money down available.
Taylor Ford offers lowest rates. They have all the banks.
Go to TaylorFordOnline.com or drive to 524 Russ Avenue in Waynesville. Because at Taylor Ford, it's all about your deal.
What is a champion? A true champion is one who fights for something greater than themselves. At Champion Credit Union, our cause is you. That's why we put our money to work for Western North Carolina. Champion Credit Union. Checking, savings, and more. All with community in mind.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Jackie and Caleb on WPTL.
Headed to the top of the fourth inning, it's a 2-0 affair for Transylvania County. The Brevard Lady Blue Devils holding a 2-run advantage over your Pisgah Sugar Bears, the visiting team today on WPTL. It's senior night here at Brevard, honoring three of their seniors, and Brevard playing like a team possessed here, trying to secure that win. It's their last home game for both of these teams, the final game of the regular season.
Talking during the intermission there while we're taking a station break, how quickly softball games can move when you got two good hard-throwing pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
We're already in the top of the fourth, and it just seems like you just started this ball game.
It's been a pitcher's duel very much so far. Sydney Gilbert with scoring the only two runs of the game. She's knocked them both in, and she has yet to record a hit. And there's one for Emma Sorrell. Speaking of hits, first pitch, she'll go down and swing that one to the opposite field over the head of Harrell at the third base back, and she's got a leadoff single.
Emma swinging at the first pitch. That was a tailing fastball on the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Emma, and she hit it off the end of the bat, but went right over Harrell's head into left field.
So Sorrells drops the shoulder. She goes over the head of the third baseman for a first base or for a leadoff single. Hudson Carver, the next one up, and two pitches, two hits for the Sugar Bears. That's a single right up the center. Hudson Carver, that'll push Emma Sorrells up to second base, and Carver stands on base at first.
Carver hit that ball right up the middle, hit it hard, and it took a huge high hop over Sydney Gilbert's head. Must have hit a pebble in the infield. I mean, she hit it hard enough to get it by her anyway, but no doubt about it once it hit that,
so two
hit
pitches,
that big hop.
Two pitches and two base runners. There goes Sorrells on the steal attempt. She's going to slide in safely to third base, and the ball is going to get away from the shortstop. They'll get back there and recover it. Sorrells moves over to third, and the double still put on. Hudson Carver moves up to second. Two runners in scoring position, nobody out, and this is the inning that Pisgah was looking for. McKenna Browning at the plate now.
McKenna Browning squared around the bunt. It's called a strike.
She'll try it again. That one's going to roll outside for ball one. 1-1, the count to Browning.
Just need to put the ball in play somewhere. Third baseman's really close. First baseman's close. So you got some holes on the right side and the left side. Brevard infield's cheating in too. The second baseman, third baseman, trying to get a runner from scoring home.
And there's a bunt attempt by Browning with a 1-1 count. That one's going to roll foul. So one ball and two strikes. Browning will return to the batter's box. Was a two-hitter coming into this game, or into this inning, rather, for Sydney Gilbert. But the first two batters up for Pisgah, two pitches and two hits. So now runners on second and third. If you're just joining us, 2-0 your score. We're just underway here from the top of the fourth inning in Brevard.
It's another opportunity to just shorten your swing, make some contact. Put the ball in play. You never know what happens.
Good eye by Browning that time. That one misses outside with the fastball look by Gilbert. Two balls and two strikes to the six hitter, or the five hitter rather, McKenna Browning. First base is open. That was going to be hit. It almost looked like it was going to stay fair. It drifts foul at the last possible second, so the count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes with Maggie McCracken standing in the on-deck circle.
Third baseman Horrell's about 10 feet in front of the third base bag, so if that had been fair, that would have been an easy single. Next pitch on the outside corner in the dirt. Yeah. Runs it 3-2.
3 balls and 2 strikes to McKenna Browning, part of the future of this Pisgah Sugar Bears team. She's joined with the likes of Paige Griffith, who will be a senior next year. Lily Inslee, she'll rise to those senior ranks as well. Here's the payoff pitch. That one's hit on the ground over to Cade Hart. She'll throw home, and that's going to be Emma Sorrell's gun down. A good play, smart by Cade Hart that time. She gives up the runner at first to throw out Emma Sorrell's coming home.
Well, McKenna Browning hit it hard, but right at Cade Hart. And like I said, the infield was cheating in, looking for that hard grounder to get the runner thrown out at third, and they were able to accomplish that. So score that 4-2 on Emma Sorrell's out. Browning reaches on a fielder's choice, and Carver moves over to third.
So runners on first and third at the corners for Pisgah. Oh, and Maggie McCracken, she's going to get plunked off of a fastball. You see the grimace on her face there. Oh, that was not a soft impact at all. And here comes Coach Morgan.
I think it hit her in the ribs.
I think it caught her on the inside of the left arm. She's a right-handed batter. And tried to get out of the way, just not fast enough. Plenty of velocity that time from Gilbert. And it caught her squarely, it looks like, on that right bicep. That is not comfortable. So she's getting some attention. Looks like she will remain in the game, though. She's going to take a walk down to first base, trying to get some feeling back in that hand. She's tough. We've seen her be in situations like this before, and you never see her lay down and quit.
Maggie's tough as a pine knot, but that was right on her wrist or right on her hand. So, you know, that's where you don't have a lot of protection on the bone. So Coach Morgan and Coach Woods are still checking her out. Coach Morgan keeps telling her, if you can flex your fingers, you're good to go.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like she will be good to go. Maggie McCracken standing on that first base bag. You know it hurts right now, but she's tough. The sophomore remaining in the game. So that'll load them up, one away for Pisgah. It's still a 2-0 ball game as Paige Griffith is going to come to the plate with a chance to do some damage. And the first pitch is going to be low and away, ball one.
Griffith 0 for 1. She flew out to the first baseman in the first inning. Good chance for Pisgah to score here if we can just put the ball in play with three runners on base.
Here's the 1-0 from Gilbert. There's a fastball. Umpire is going to say that one is high and inside. 2 balls and no strikes now to Paige.
Bard fan's not too happy, but I think that was probably a little high.
Looked like it was high and inside to me. Here's the 2-0 deal, and that one is going to miss outside. So from inside to outside, count goes 3-0 to the junior Griffith. Macy Henson, the number 8 hitter, stands in the on-deck circle.
So Coach Morgan shouting out the signs to Paige Griffith, 3-0 count.
Here's the 3-0, and that's going to be called a strike. Looked like it was awfully close to scoring a run for Pisgah, but 3 balls and 1 strike. Nowhere to put Paige Griffith right now. It's got to be a strike from Sydney Gilbert.
Griffith squared around the bunt just to try to bother Gilbert.
Here's the 3-1. Swing by Paige Griffith, and that's going to split the gap between second and short. One run will come home for Pisgah. Here comes the tying run. She will score easily, and it's going to be a single for Paige Griffith. She'll move up to second base off of the confusion in the infield, and we're all knotted up. Top of the fourth inning, 2-2 from Brevard.
So Hudson Carver and
now batting number 9, Macy Henson.
Yeah, Carver.
Kenna Browning scores.
Maggie McCracken standing at second, Paige Griffith at second, and here comes Macy Henson with one away. That's going to be a called strike. 0-1 the count to Henson. Good work by Paige Griffith, though.
Hit that ball right up the middle, and then center fielder for the Blue Devils had trouble with that ball, Emily Long. By the time she got the throw in, stood all the way to home plate, and it let both runners advance a base.
Good hitting, good base running, and it turns into 2 runs. It's a 2 RBI single, and she'll move up to second base, does Paige Griffith. Macy Henson, it's a 1-1 count to her. Pitcher-pitcher battle here, righty-lefty matchup. Macy Henson, right-handed batter. Gilbert with the left-handed arm. And 1-1, that's going to get in there for strike two.
That's a really good pitch by Gilbert inside on right at the knees to Macy with a hard moving fastball.
Here's the deal. That one's well outside by Gilbert. I think that one slipped just a little bit. And the count runs to 2 balls and 2 strikes with 1 away, 2 on in a 2-2 ball game, top of the 4th inning from Brevard High School. Pisgah Sugar Bear softball is on WPTL. CG Peak alongside Jack Webb as we've got a timeout called here. Sometimes we see this from Pisgah. Slow out of the gate. Middle innings, things start to heat up, and by the end, they're firing on all cylinders.
Gilbert's wearing sunglasses. Sun's sitting right behind home plate, so Gilbert's got sunglasses on. Looks like she's got a piece of dirt in her eye. Call time to clear that out of her eye.
Here's the 2-2 deal, and that's going to be a punch out for Macy, or Macy Henson is going to strike out looking that time. That'll be strikeout number 2 on the day for Sydney Gilbert. 2 away, 2 on, and the number 8-9 hitter coming up, Kylie Smith for the Sugar Bears.
Another good pitch on the inside corner, kind of handcuffed Macy. It broke off the center of the plate inside toward her.
First pitch to Smith. That's going to drift high and away. Smith is a right-handed batter, and it's 1-0.
Put the ball in play. Got two runners on base. We can maybe take the lead here. Next pitch called outside, low and outside.
Opportunity knocking for the Pisgah Sugar Bears. Coming down from Canton, North Carolina today. 2 balls and no strikes to the 9-hitter Kylie Smith. Even though she's the last batter in the order, we've seen her hit balls, a country mile. She gets underneath them, and they just keep going. But the 2-0, that's going to be hit back to the top of the screen. It'll keep it inside the park, but out of play for 2 balls and 1 strike.
That was a good pitch. Kylie had that one timed, just got a little under it. Wind's blowing straight out to center field right now, so if she can lift one with some depth, might go out of the park.
Here's the 2-1. Smith puts a good swing on that one. The right fielder is going to drift back, and making the play is Carter Smith, the flex player for Brevard. So she'll squeeze it for out number 3. Pisgah strands 2, but not before they score 2. 2-2 is your score. We'll head to the bottom of the 4th inning. This one is good and getting good on WPTL, Jack Webb.
Well, Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Ken Wilson Ford, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, Canton Insurance, Haywood MC, Taylor Ford, and Riverview Farm and Gardens. Couldn't ask much more from Kylie Smith in that last at bat. She hit the ball hard, just right at the right field. It was on a line. If it had been to either side, it would have went all the way to the wall, but just hit it right to the right fielder. Took maybe a step and a half to her right, and caught that fly ball.
Yeah, you got to think, if that one lands in the gap between center and right, that's going to clear the base pass. 2 runs are going to come across, and we're still playing top of the 4th inning, rather.
Well, it's one of those things. You do your job, you hit the ball, and tough luck that you hit it right at somebody. Same thing with the grounder that McKenna Browning hit to get the throw out of Emma Sarles at home plate. She hit it as hard as she could, but right at Cat Hart. And that's just the way it breaks sometimes.
Yeah, the way the big yellow ball bounces, I guess you could say. But the rally comes to an end for Pisgah, but not before they tie things up 2-2. It's a 2-run single by Paige Griffith that knots us up as we head to the bottom of the 4th inning. If you're just joining us, let's discuss the stakes of this game here. Both of these teams already guaranteed a spot in the playoffs. Brevard, a projected number 9 seed. Pisgah projecting a number 13 spot in the 2A playoffs in North Carolina. This game is for the second spot outright in the Mountain 6 contention. Right now, Pisgah, 9-5. They sit third in the conference. Brevard at 10-4. They hold the number 2 spot in Mountain 6. Franklin, they've already won the conference at 13-1. There's no catching the Lady Panthers out of Macon County. This is all for playoff seeding, though. Brevard trying to hold off Pisgah, who desperately wants to win this one and climb the rankings. Leading this one off, it's going to be number 13, Brindley Harrell, the number 5 hitter for Brevard. And 1 pitch and 1 out. That one grounds out to second base. Nice play by Paige Griffith.
It's also for bragging rights. These teams have lots of players that play together or against each other in travel tournaments, so they know each other well. Same thing with Franklin Panthers. They know our team well. We know their team well. We just haven't been able to solve the riddle of the Panthers this year, but hopefully we'll get another chance in the playoffs.
It's entirely possible everyone is going to be involved. One pitch and one away. Macy Henson working with one strikeout on the day, but she's only allowed a couple of runs here from Transylvania County. Retiring up first was Brinley Harrell. She grounded out to second base. Here's Emily Long, the number six hitter. A 1-0 count to her as Macy misses off the outside corner. And the 1-0 deal on the way. The windup, the delivery, plenty of heat. It's going to bounce in the dirt before it hits the glove of McCracken. Two balls and no strikes.
Long 0 for 1. She flew out to Reagan Lunsford in center field in the second inning.
Two balls and no strikes, one away. It's a 2-2 ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning on WPTL. 2-0. Fastball from Henson. That's going to be high in the zone again, says the umpire. 3-0 now. The count goes to Long.
Long's a diminutive player, so she's got a really condensed strike zone. Macy's had trouble finding it so far.
Diminutive. I like that. Three balls and no strikes.
That's a really big word for somebody like me.
Coming out of Haywood County, that's pretty good vocabulary. I like that. 3-0. I call it small in stature. I might start using that one.
Well, see, that takes too many syllables.
Yeah, right?
Or maybe it's the same amount of syllables, just a tougher word to pronounce.
My tongue is too fat anyway to be saying stuff like that. 3-1, and there's going to be battling back is Macy Henson. That fastball gets in there for strike two. Three balls and two strikes. The count runs full on Emily Long. Standing on deck is Keely Owens. She'll be your third batter to up for Brevard. 5, 6, and 7 batters coming to the plate to kick off this home half of the fourth inning. Here's the payoff pitch. Macy Henson, fastball runs inside by just a couple of inches, and it'll be a one-out walk for Emily Long.
Now batting tough break on Macy. That looked like a pretty decent pitch, but it just tailed away down around her ankles. Now you got the speedy Long on first base for the Blue Devils. See if third base coach or the head coach is going to put any signs on to try to move her over into scoring position.
One on and one out as Keely Owens coming to the plate. Looked like Long might take off, but she'll think better of it, and she'll head back to first base. One ball and no strikes to the left fielder for the Lady Devils.
Keely Owens grounded, well, an odd ground out in the second inning. Hit the ball up the middle, tipped off of Macy Henson's glove, bounced over to McKenna Browning, who threw her out at first. So you'd score that one 1-5-3. So if anybody's playing the lottery today for the Blue Devils,
yeah,
they wouldn't use those numbers since she was out.
Right. Yeah. If you're buying a North Carolina Education Lottery ticket in Canton, though, maybe Sorrel's Marathon if you're up there.
There you go.
Those are the numbers you want to use. Macy Henson in the circle today. He's working with a couple of strikeouts already in the bottom of the fourth inning. And the runner is going to go. It's a hit and run put on by Brevard. It's going to be flied out to center. Reagan Lunsford makes the play. The throw back to first is in time. And a double play of the unconventional variety. A fly out to center and the throw back to first is going to beat Emily Long, who is not able to tag up. So that'll retire the side. A bang bang play by Reagan Lunsford sends us to the top of the fifth inning. All knotted up. 2-2. We're getting into the late stages of this one. Stay with us on WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teen's used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season. This is Spring Sports on WPTL Canton.
Top of the order, back at the plate now for the Piscus Sugar Bears in a 2-2 ball game. We're in the top of the fifth inning. It's an 0-1 count to Lunsford, and that one's going to miss high and away from Sydney Gilbert. One ball and one strike now to the senior leading off for the Sugar Bears. Lily Inslee will follow, and Emma Sorrells, 1-2-3, are your first three batters up. That one is hit on a line right over the head of Cad Hart at second base. It's going to tip off of the top of the glove, and back-to-back hits now for Reagan Lunsford. A single in the third, and it's a single to get things going in the fifth.
Now batting number three,
Lily. So Reagan's 2-for-3, struck out in the first and had singles in the third and the fifth, and also had a stolen base in the third.
Mm-hmm.
I would expect Reagan to take off here anytime.
More than capable of stealing bases, and there she goes. Having trouble behind the plate is Wilson. She couldn't get the ball out of the dirt, and so that'll allow Lunsford to move up to second without a throw.
Little Inslee squared around the bunt. Ball dropped low in the zone, and it bothered the catcher just enough for Reagan to scamper over to second without a throw.
Three stolen bases for Reagan two games ago in our last broadcast for the Sugar Bears. Two stolen bases on the day as the count goes to 0-2 on Inslee. She'll foul that one off down the third base line. No balls and two strikes to her. Runner in scoring position, though, Pisgah. In a game like this, one run could be all it takes.
Need to get Lily to put the ball in play. He's doing a good job. That was a fastball high and outside, and she went with it trying to get it by the third baseman, Harrell, but she's playing on the line and about 8 feet in front of the bag.
Here's the 0-2 deal. And that was going to be smacked into the gap between first and second base. Here comes the runner around second. The throw to the plate is going to be close, but not in time. Reagan Lunsford is going to score, and that is going to give Pisgah the lead 3-2 in the bottom or the top of the fifth inning. Rather, Emma Sorrells is filling it. And in a game like this, it's been a pitcher's duel for the majority. Here comes David McNeil. We'll see if he takes the ball from Sydney Gilbert.
I think he's just going to talk to Gilbert. She's the go-to pitcher for the Blue Devils. Good job by Inslee. She did pull that ball into the hole, into right field, and the throw by Carter Smith was way up the third baseline, and that allowed Inslee to go all the way to second on the overthrow of the cutoff person.
So back-to-back hits leads off the top of the fifth inning. That'll drive home Reagan Lunsford from second. It's a 3-2 ball game as the huddle is going to break in the circle for Brevard. High stakes all around here. Brevard doesn't want to lose this game either, holding on to that number 9 seed going into the playoffs. That could easily change, though, with a loss today.
Now you got Emma Sorrells with the runner in scoring position at second.
Big swing and a miss by Sorrells. Good break that time by Gilbert. That one hooked off the outside corner. And Sorrells comes up empty, no balls and one strike.
Emma's looking to drive something and tried to pull that ball that was off the outside corner to right field and fell off of it.
And 0-1. Oh, that one's going to be called a strike on the outside corner. Freezes Sorrells. No balls and two strikes to her. Getting glimpses of the Inca game with that previous swing, though.
So she should have flipped that one, swung at the second pitch, and let the first one go.
Here's the 0-2 deal. Swinging at that one ran high off the outside corner. The rise ball retires Emma Sorrells on three straight pitches. So that's strikeout number 3 on the day for Sydney Gilbert, the first of the swinging variety. One down for Pisgah in the 3-2 ball game. Here comes the cleanup hitter, Hudson Carver. She'll stand in for her third at-bat of the day. Lily Inslee stands on second base, and that was going to be a called strike one.
Carver's 1-for-2 with the run scored in the fourth inning. She and Sorrells had back-to-back singles in the top of the fourth.
Well hit ball would score a run here. Pisgah looking for that insurance as 0-2, that or 0-1, that's going to catch the outside corner, and Carver's going to take a walk facing an 0-2 count.
I don't think she was happy with that pitch, but, you know, it was close enough to be called a strike.
The zone remaining relatively consistent for the umpires today. As the 0-2 count on the way, righty-lefty matchup, that fastball is going to miss outside by Gilbert. One ball and two strikes now to Carver, who also has a long career ahead of her here as a Pisgah Black, or Sugar Bear.
And we know we've seen her put several balls over the fence this year, so if Gilbert makes a mistake, she can drive the ball.
And did the umpire call a timeout?
No, didn't give her time, but nope. It was a low pitch.
Lucky for Carver that time. That one rolls low and in the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. And Coach Morgan not happy that the umpire did not grant timeout there.
Gilbert wasn't in her motion.
Yeah.
Could have been done. The 2-2, that's going to be grounded. Bet's going to get off of the glove of Gilbert. It's going to roll into shallow left field. Here comes Inslee on her way to the plate, and she is going to touch home for the fourth run. The slide into second base, she is going to be called out. I didn't see the tag be applied, but Hudson Carver is called out sliding into second base. It does score a run, though. 4-2 is your score as Lily Inslee comes home for the fourth run for Pisgah. Or has it been overruled? It looks like Inslee is, or Carver's still standing at second base. Looked like she was safe from our bench.
I thought the throw from home plate to the second baseman, I thought the ball tipped out of her glove and then Hart corralled it again.
Not a force-out situation there. You've got to apply the tag at second. It looked like the foot of Carver slid in first. So she still stands over there. And we're going to get a discussion by the men in blue. It's an RBI for Carver either way. 4-2 is your score in the top of the fifth inning, rather, and she will be out. And Morgan is still unhappy with the call as she goes back and forth with the home plate umpire.
So Carver reaches on us. It tipped off of Gilbert's glove, went by Hannah Cave into left field. Kate threw home to try to get Inslee at the plate. She was safe to score the fourth run for the Bears, and the catcher threw Carver trying to stretch that out to second base.
So Carver is tagged out after she knocks in the fourth run for Pisgah. It's a 4-2 ball game. The number five hitter at the plate, McKenna Browning, right now. It's quickly the count 0-1 to her. Sydney Gilbert working quickly. And Coach Morgan, madder than a wet hen. That's the angriest I've seen her all season. She just walks away from the home plate umpire. That's a called strike two on the outside corner. And McKenna Browning in a two-strike hole.
Well, I think she had a gripe, but usually umpires are not going to overrule somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that, you know, you've scored two runs. We'd love to have that runner at second base, but unfortunately it's two outs now.
The important thing, Coach Morgan remains in the game, 1-2, and that becomes 2-2. The changeup missing well off the outside corner. McKenna Browning babbling back. Two balls and two strikes, two away in the top of the fifth inning. Pisgah's put two on the board here. It's a 4-2 ball game for Brevard.
Browning 0-2.
And that one's going to be popped into the air. Coming up is Cad Hart. She lays out, although not entirely necessary, but she makes the catch anyway. That's going to retire the side. Pisgah pangs two on the scoreboard, 4-2. It's a two-run advantage for the Pisgah Sugar Bears.
Ball games mean it's springtime, and for a spring insurance checkup with Canton Insurance Services, call Michelle Baxley or one of her friendly staff at 648-6550 for all your personal or business insurance needs. Well, that was an unusual play to get Carver at second base. You score that one 6-2-4. And then McKenna Browning, she hit that little pop fly between the pitching circle and the second base bag, and she made the play. So Blue Devils get out of the inning after giving up two.
Opportunity knocks for the Pisgah Sugar Bears in the top of the fifth. They capitalize for two runs, and so they hold a two-run advantage as we head into the later stages of this one here from Brevard. Bottom of the fifth inning coming up, and Brevard's got a little bit of work to do. Started the game strong. They faltered throughout the middle innings, and now the end is quickly approaching. We mentioned the speed of these softball games, and two quality pitchers in Macy Henson and Sydney Gilbert. That's really going to spur the speed of this one along. CG Peek alongside Jack Webb on WPTL. You're listening on 101.7 FM, 920 AM. And hopefully you're listening on the online stream as well, WPTLradio.net. If you are, welcome to you wherever you may be.
So coming up for the Blue Devils, it's going to be Taylor Miner, the first baseman, Maggie Masters in the ninth place. She's the designated hitter today. And then back to the top of the order in Hannah Cage.
Miner grounded out to second base her last time up. She's the first baseman by trade for the Lady Devils. Working with the sleeveless look, as so many are today. It's a warm one here in Transylvania County. First pitch, that's from Henson. It's going to be low and away. One ball and no strikes to Miner. Temperatures hovering in the mid to upper 70s. Right about 6 o'clock right now on May 2nd. It's a warm one. 1-0, swung on and missed by Miner. She'll take a big cut underneath that one for 1-1. Both of these teams 16-5 in the overall category. 9-5 are the Sugar Bears in Mountain Six play. 10-4 are the Brevard Lady Blue Devils. And the 1-1, that one's going to run inside. Catches just enough of the black of that inside portion for one ball and two strikes.
Good pitch by Missy Macy. Ball tailed right across the knees on the inside corner.
And the
rise ball by Macy goes over Maggie's head again. When Macy really gets that rise ball going, it'll go up, up, and up.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of velocity, and it just keeps on going like an elevator. Yeah, a little bit too high that time for the sophomore McCracken. Here's the 2-2 deal from Henson. Winds up, delivery, and that's a hot shot back to Hudson Carper at the first base. She'll stick the glove out, and she pulls back a bright yellow softball. A nice play by Carper. Bang, bang for out number one.
Miner hit that ball well, right at Hudson Carver, and she made the play.
So Miner retired off of the line out to first base. Here comes Maggie Masters, the number nine hitter, the designated hitter for the Lady Devils.
She reached on an infield single in the third, hit the ball to Macy, and it tipped off her glove over to Paige Griffith, and Griffith wasn't able to throw her out.
First pitch is going to be hit on the ground over to Paige Griffith. She'll make the play on the slow roller. The flip to Hudson Carver is in time, and quickly, two up and two down for Brevard.
Well, Macy decided not to go for that one. Let Griffith corral that one. That's what happened in the third inning. Macy went for it and just tipped it enough to slow it down to give him Masters that infield hit. But Macy let that one go for Griffith to handle.
Sometimes indifference your best play as a pitcher, and it results in the second out. Top of the order coming back around now for Brevard. Hannah Cave is coming to the plate for her third appearance on the afternoon.
1-3, let off the game for the Blue Devils with a single to left field, and flew out to Paige Griffith in the third.
1-0 the count to Cave. That was going to be hit on a line. It's going to drift into shallow center field. Reagan Lunsford is going to kick that one, and there goes Cave headed to second base. It's going to be a close play, and it's going to get away from Smith, who comes over to cover the second base back. And Hannah Cave, she stands aboard with a two-out double, keeping the line moving here for Brevard in the inning number five.
I'll score that as a single to center with an error by Reagan Lunsford. She was in front of that ball. Probably, if you out talked to her, she'd probably say, I should have got that ball in quickly. The Cave was running all the way.
Yeah. And the first pitch from the number two hitter, Kenna Wilson, that's going to score a run probably. Here comes Cave. The throw to the plate is almost in time, but off of the mark, and that's going to score a run. Hannah Cave comes around from second base. The score is 4-3. It's an RBI single for Kenna Wilson. And that one just tailing. She hit that one on an absolute line in the center field.
I thought Macy might have a chance, and Reagan threw the ball well, but it just went far enough up the third baseline to let Cape score all the way from second. So Wilson with the single up the middle. She remains at first.
Reagan Lunsford in center field does not have an arm you want to test, but that one drifts off the outside corner. At the plate now, Sydney Gilbert.
So that first pitch is a strike on the outside corner to Gilbert. Calls time, steps out. Macy Henson ready for the next pitch. Got Kenna Wilson on first for the Blue Devils.
Here's the 0-1 deal for Macy Henson. That one's going to run high off of the outside corner. One ball and one strike to the pitcher.
Two outs in the inning for the Blue Devils, so Macy's got a chance to get out of this without another run scoring.
Cat Hart standing in the on-deck circle. Sydney Gilbert is your number three batter in the lineup. She's going to check, swing that one. That's going to foul off, almost off of the hilt of the bat, back to the backstop. One ball and two strikes to Gilbert.
Gilbert's 0-2. Hit a hard grounder right at Paige Griffith in the first inning that she misplayed, and the ball rolled all the way to the right center field fence, and then she grounded out to Paige in the third.
Here's the 1-2. Running is Wilson. The throw down is not going to be in time, so she'll get in there with a stand-up stolen base. Runner in scoring position now for Brevard, and it's a 2-2 count on the way to Sydney Gilbert. So in this trip around the base pass, Kenna Wilson, she's stolen a base, and she's knocked in a run. Standing on that second base bag right now. Here's the 2-2 deal from Henson. That's a rise ball over the head of McCracken. That's going to push Wilson on over to third. So the tying run only a few feet from home plate now with two away. Macy Henson's got to get down to business.
Now if you do another one of those, you're going to have Wilson heading for home plate. Three balls, two strikes to Gilbert.
Payoff pitch on the way. Here it is. And that one's going to be chopped down off of home plate. Foul ball. And we'll do it again. Last time Brevard lost in conference play, you've got to go all the way back to April 3rd. It was a 6-5 affair in Kent. Pisgah knocking off their rivals from Transylvania County. They've split the series thus far. This is the tiebreaker. And a big one for both of these teams. That one's going to be hit on the ground. Off of the glove of Henson, Paige Griffith picks it up. The throw to first is going to be in time. So dodging a bullet there is Pisgah. Nice play by Paige Griffith to retire the side. But Brevard knocks one across. 4-3 your score. We're headed to the top of the sixth inning. It's getting good from Brevard. Keep it here on WPTL.
The First County Hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist in orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
It's Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL.
We're through five here from Brevard High School. It's a 4-3 affair. Your Pisgah Sugar Bears leading the Brevard Lady Blue Devils by a single run with only a couple of innings left to play in regulation. CG Peak alongside Jack Webb on WPTL, 101.7 FM, 920 AM, and online anytime at WPTLradio.net. Just about ready to get things back underway. This game is moving along at a record-setting clip. Macy Henson and Sydney Gilbert doing battle today. Two fireballers, they've been setting them up and knocking them down, although the scoring has opened up a bit over the last couple of innings. Pisgah knocked in two in their last inning in the fifth, and Brevard put one across in the home half of the fifth inning. 4-3 is your score. If you're just joining us, this is a game for the second spot in the Mountain Six standings outright. The winner of this game, if Pisgah is able to knock off Brevard, they will take the second spot, and Brevard vying for the same title. It's the first pitch now to Maggie McCracken. She'll get things going for Pisgah and the visiting half of inning number six. Six, seven, and eight batters coming up. Paige Griffith stands on deck, and Macy Henson, she stands in the third spot. Here's the 1-0 deal to McCracken. Well hit ball off of the end that time. That's going to split the gap between third and short, and it's a leadoff single for the sophomore.
Maggie McCracken is 2-for-2 on the game, had a single in the second, was hit by a pitch in the fourth, and then another single here to lead off the sixth.
So McCracken standing on first with nobody out. Looking for another insurance run here are the Sugar Bears of Pisgah High School. Paige Griffith at the plate now. The second baseman by trade, the first pitch from Gilbert. That's going to be a fastball on the outside corner for strike one.
Every time Gilbert needs that outside corner, she gets it.
So the 0-1 on the way now from Gilbert in her sixth inning of work now. That was a fastball high and away. And Griffith's going to let it go by for ball one. Keep in mind, this is game one of a doubleheader. As soon as we wrap up here, we'll walk right behind us directly back to the baseball field here at Brevard High. We've got Black Bears and Blue Devils getting ready to do battle coming up around 7 o'clock. 1-1, that's a fastball, runs high and inside. And the count runs 2-1. We've got some action in the Brevard Blue, in the Brevard bullpen, rather. We'll update you about that as Paige Griffith, she chops that one directly backwards into the screen. Two balls and two strikes, the count to her. That'll cause you to lose your hat.
Yes, this is an interesting stadium. There's a rise from a big elevated level from third base toward home, and it drops down a little bit from home plate to first, but the fans are, you know, about 6 to 8 feet above the field, so that ball was headed right for somebody right in front of us.
As the 2-2 misses outside, it's a full count. Here comes the payoff pitch from Gilbert, and Griffith is going to pop that one up. Will it hit the screen? Yes, it will. And Wilson's not able to make the catch anyway. She ran into that concrete wall. It's a cinder block wall, rather, back behind home plate. And we'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes to Griffith.
Good effort by Wilson trying to get that ball. She got out of the catcher's crouch quickly for that one. Say that 3 times quickly.
Catchers crouch quickly. Ooh, that's it. 3-2. Oh, that's a hot shot down the first base line. Umpire says it's just a bit foul. And for the third straight time, we'll do it again. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, if you've been to the T.C. Robertson facility out in Skyland, this is kind of reminiscent of that one. Seats high up in the field. Settled down below. That one's going to be hit over to the shortstop. She'll make the diving stop and the throw over to second. That's going to force out Maggie McCracken. A nice play at the shortstop position. That's Hannah Cave laying out to make the diving stop.
Good play by Cave. That's a hard hit ball. Cave took one step and dove for it. It was headed for left field. Cave's a good athlete. She's also a basketball player for the Blue Devils.
So the throw to second forces out McCracken. Paige Griffith reaches on the fielder's choice. That's going to bring up the number 8 hitter, Macy Henson, standing in for her second plate appearance on the day. That one's going to get in there for strike one from Gilbert. Two pitchers, highly respected of the Mountain Six, and we're seeing them doing battle right here, 0-1. That one is going to miss just by a hair off of the outside corner. 1 ball and 1 strike to Henson.
I'd like to see Macy drive one here, wind blowing straight to center field, and we know she can do it. She times the fastball just right.
We've seen her hit him an absolute mile. She's going to call for time here, and the umpire is gracious enough to grant it this time. How kind. 1 ball and 1 strike to Henson. 9-hitter Kylie Smith standing in the on-deck circle. Conventional double play is in order for that Brevard infield.
That was a nice pitch by Gilbert.
Yeah.
Slider, slow slider, curving right across the outside corner. Had Macy frozen on that pitch.
Plenty of break to make it 1-2. Here's the deal. That's a fastball this time off the outside edge. Good eye by Henson to lay off. 2 balls and 2 strikes the count. 4-3 your score. In the top of inning number 6, Pisgah could desperately use that extra insurance run right here. Here's the payoff look, and that's going to be popped up softly back right into the heart of the circle. Gilbert hardly had to move at all, and Henson is retired with the flyout.
Now Kylie Smith up. She's 0 for 2. Grounded out to the first baseman in the third inning, and they hit a hard line drive in the top of the fourth, right at the right fielder.
Paige Griffith still standing on first base with two away. We'll see what Kylie Smith can do here. Here's a fastball look off the outside corner. 1 ball and 0 strikes to the number 9 hitter. Really seeing the youth of this team getting their reps in this year. This bottom of the order has been crucial in a number of games. There's a fastball that runs inside. Smith is going to go twisting out of the way, and 2 balls and 0 strikes the count to her.
You know, Kylie Smith can hit the ball hard to all fields. I'd like to see her find some green out in that outfield.
She's been our Riverview Farm and Garden Player of the Game once this season already. We'll be naming another one of those coming up in just about an inning and a half. Stay with us for that in the postgame. 2-0 becomes 3-0. That one misses by a couple of inches again outside. 3 balls and 0 strikes to Kylie Smith.
Coach Morgan lets her swing. Nope. Yeah. Strike on the outside corner.
Not having the green light is Kylie Smith. Bat stays on the shoulder, and the count runs 3-1.
That was a good job. You got Reagan Lunsford coming up, who's 2 for 3 on the game with a run scored. So want to make sure Kylie had an opportunity to swing at a good pitch.
3-1 on the way. Gilbert, here's the windup, the delivery, and that was going to be fouled right back off of the top of the screen. Look out below, Kylie Smith. And 3 balls and 2 strikes, the count runs full. As Jack just mentioned, Reagan Lunsford, top of the order, standing in the on-deck circle. We don't see her this inning. They'll close out the seventh with a 1-2 and 3 batters. Here's the payoff deal. That's a looping breaking ball, and that's going to put the runner on second base. The throw down to second, nobody was there to cover the bag for Brevard, and that's going to push Paige Griffith from second over to third. That'll push Kylie Smith from first up to second off of the throwing error by Kenna Wilson. So a little bit of confusion works out in the favor of the Pisgah Sugar Bears. Two runners in scoring position with two away, and Reagan Lunsford representing the top of the order, coming back to the plate for her fourth plate appearance. First deal from Gilbert on the way. She'll get the sign. Here's the left-handed delivery. That one's hit by Gilbert, ranging over his Cat Hart. She won't be able to get there. That's going to drive one run home. Here comes the throw to the plate. Sliding is Kylie Smith, and she's in there in time. Nice slide by Kylie Smith. It's a two RBI double for the leadoff hitter, Reagan Lunsford.
And give Reagan a single on that one. She goes to second on the throw to home. Smith scores, and Griffith scores on the RBI single for Reagan, so she's 3-for-4 with two stolen bases and two RBIs.
Nice job by Reagan Lunsford hitting the pitch that was given to her. She didn't do too much with it. She did just enough, dropping it gently into shallow center field. That's going to bring up Lily Inslee, the number two batter, in a 6-3 ball game. That lead jumping up by two runs off of the two RBI single by Lunsford. She moves up to second off of the miscue. A big swing and a miss by Lily Inslee, and the count is 0-1. Lefty-lefty matchup. Left-handed pitcher in the circle. Lily Inslee, the left-handed batter, and that one misses outside. One ball and one strike to the junior. Emma Sorrell stands in the on-deck circle. We'll see what Inslee can do here with one strike. Fastball misses high and inside. So two balls and one strike now to Lily. Opening this one up a little bit are the Pisgah Sugar Bears. 4-3 coming into the top of the sixth. And a two RBI effort by Reagan Lunsford. 2-2 now. That one misses, or actually that one catches the outside corner.
I called that on the outside corner. It must have just broke off the corner and caught the black right as it started.
Here's the 2-2 deal. Swinging and smoking that one down the third baseline. Sorrels is acting like that, like she got shot. But that one misses Sorrels. Everything's okay. Two balls and two strikes.
So Emma was in the batter's box. She scattered. Coach Morgan was in the third base coaching box. She scattered. They both went separate ways, and both of them did the Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you moment.
There's the
Sanford and Son.
I'm coming, Elizabeth. 3-2. That one, the rise ball is going to get off of the glove of Wilson behind the plate. That's going to push Lunsford over to third base, and it will run the count full for Lily Inslee. I've got a Sanford and Son liner on my morning show.
Do you?
You big dummy. 3-2. And Inslee, she's going to ground that one softly back up to the shortstop. She'll call off the third baseman. She'll pick it up, and the throw to first is in time. So Pisgah hangs two more on the scoreboard. 6-3, we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brevard has got some work to do. It's getting good. End of the game coming up on WPTL.
Pisgah Sports is brought to you in part by Haywood EMC, Taylor Ford, Riverview Farm and Gardens, Canton Insurance, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, and Ken Wilson Ford. Just a reminder, after the game, Caleb and I will be naming the Riverview Farm and Gardens Player of the Game. We've got some good candidates tonight.
Plenty of options to choose from tonight, huh, Jack?
We sure have them so far. Got Macy Henson pitching an excellent game. Reagan Lunsford 3-for-4 on the game with two stolen bases and a run scored. Maggie McCracken's 2-for-2. So we got a lot of choices today.
A lot of contributions from everyone on the team thus far. If it's going to be a tough decision on who to name the player of the game, this is the situation you want it to be. Not for a lack of effort, but from an abundance of effort. And Reagan Lunsford with a two RBI single in the previous inning really opened this one up 6-3. Brevard has got some catching up to do. The home half of the sixth inning on the way here on WPTL. We are live from Brevard High School down in Transylvania County on a warm early May day.
Just a reminder, folks, May the 18th is fast approaching. That's the date for the Pisgah Booster Club drawdown. If you've never been to the drawdown, it's a night you won't want to miss to help support all of Pisgah Athletics. We have 300 tickets available. During the event, we have live auctions, silent auctions, door prizes, and ultimately at the end of the night, you get a chance to win $5,000. So contact any coach for Pisgah, any Booster Club member, or just call the Pisgah High School office, and they'll make sure to get you a ticket.
Cat Hart gets things going for Brevard. The first pitch, that's going to be ripped on the ground over to McKenna Browning at third. She'll make the play, and the strong throw to first is in time. Cat Hart, the cleanup hitter, retired on a single pitch.
Well, that's a good play by Browning. She short-hopped Hudson Carver, and Hudson Carver made a great play to corral that short-hopped throw by McKenna Browning.
So Hart retired on a single pitch. Good news for Macy Henson as well, keeping that arm fresh as we're headed into the late stages of this game. She's in her sixth inning of work. Brinley Harrell at the plate now. Another first pitch grounder over to McKenna Browning. And just like the first one, one pitch and one out. Browning fires over to first base. And that's going to be out number two. Brinley Harrell retired.
So Cat Hart was 0 for 2 before that ground out to McKenna Browning. And Brinley Harrell was 0 for 2 as well. So both players 0 for 3. Now you got Emily Long, who is the center fielder for the Blue Devils. She flew out the center in the second and walked in the fourth.
And the first pitch to Long, that is going to be just a bit outside for ball number one. Tell you what, though, Macy Henson, she's done a regular white-collar job with the middle of the inning, or the middle part of the order. Those are your strongest batters for Brevard, and they haven't had much luck at all against her. Here's the 1-0. There's a fastball in there, high in on the outside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike to Emily Long.
The number nine hitter and the top three hitters for the Blue Devils at the top of the order have done all the damage for the Blue Devils so far.
1-1, big swing and a miss, pulling the chain a little bit that time with the changeup. That's going to get Emily Long out in front. One ball and two strikes, two away quickly. The first two batters for Brevard were retired on two pitches to get things going in the bottom of the sixth. Macy Henson heating up the longer this one goes along. 1-2, that one's going to be hit into the air. Will it stay fair? No, it is going to drift foul down the third base line. So Lily Inslee goes and gives chase, but just a long strike. One ball and two strikes. We'll do it again.
Lily Long turned on that off-speed pitch and pulled it just foul. That would have been a tough play for Lily Inslee to get that ball if it had stayed in fair territory to keep her from going all the way to second.
Keely Owens, the number seven hitter, she'll stand in the on-deck circle awaiting her turn. We'll see if Emily Long can get on base. Nope, she is going to be rung up, called out, looking that time. She kind of got buckled at the knees, and that pitch is in there on the inside corner for strikeout number three for Macy Henson, and that's going to be out number three in the bottom of the sixth. So the side is retired. We'll head to the visiting half of the seventh, rather. It's a 6-3 ball game, final inning of play coming up on WPTL.
Sometimes power outages come with a warning. Other times, lights flicker and everything goes. But thanks to Haywood EMC, Touchstone Energy Cooperative offers Generac generators, the nation's top choice for emergency power. In an outage, it kicks in and brings with it warmth, light, and the necessities for safety and modern comfort. Haywood EMC offers sales, installation, and service of Generac generators. Arrange for one now. Call 452-2281 because weather is getting more severe every season.
You know you're doing something right when you've been in business over 35 years. When customers keep coming back, you're doing something right. When you receive Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award, you're doing lots of things right. Like a professional staff, best selection, high-quality service, no dock fees or processing fees, and a friendly hello and thank you. Ken Wilson Ford. Visit Ken Wilson Ford in Canton. Experience the difference when things are done right.
It's Black Bear Spring Sports on WPTL.
Sorrell's getting things going in the top of the seventh inning for Pisgah, and on one pitch, she's going to reach first base. She'll get plunked in the right thigh, and she'll shake it off. Everything appears to be okay. Emma Sorrell standing at first base with a leadoff hit by pitch.
Now you got Hudson Carver coming up to bat, 2-for-3 on the game with a run scored.
Carver, the cleanup hitter, plays a pretty mean first base as well. And she gets out of the way somehow, though. The umpire still calls that one strike one on the inside corner.
It was on one of those tailing fastballs that run in on the batter's hands. Hudson thought it was inside, but the umpire said no.
Carver hits that one on the ground. Hart makes the tag at second base, and she'll flip over to first. for the double play. So not your conventional 6-4-3, but she makes the tag, flips the first, and two up and two down for Pisgah in the top of the seventh.
Well, just like that, you eliminate the runner and score in scoring. I mean, on first base, Sarles is out four unassisted, and then Carver's out 4-3. Now you got McKenna Browning coming up, who is 0-3 on the game. Reached on an error in the second, had a fielder's choice, reached on base in a fielder's choice, and eventually scored a run in the fourth, and then flew to the second baseman, and on that pitch, first pitch, she grounds to the third baseman, and that just like that, Bears are out of the end.
Pisgah goes 1-2-3 after the double play and the slow roller to the third base back. That retires the side 6-3. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. Final hope for Brevard coming up. They've got to score three to send it to extras. A four-run bottom of the seventh would win it for the Blue Devils. We'll see what happens coming up in just a minute.
West Virginia. So the Blue Devils have their seven, eight, and nine hitters coming up. Keely Owens, the left fielder, Taylor Miner, the first baseman, and then Maggie Masters, the designated hitter.
Brevard trying to hang on here. 16-5 they are, 10-4 in Mountain Six play. A loss today would drop them to 10-5, and a win for Pisgah would bump Pisgah up to 10-5 in Mountain Six play. The tiebreaker would come. This is the third game of the three-game set on the 2019 season. It's split between the two, so this is the tiebreaker game for the second spot in that Mountain Six conference.
We'll see if Macy can do what she did in that sixth inning. Got three quick outs on about four, five, six pitches. The first two batters were out on the first two pitches, or first pitch to each batter, and then she had maybe a four or five pitch at bat for Emily Long.
CG Peak, Jack Webb on WPTL. Pisgah Sugar Bears trying to put this one away. Bottom of the seventh inning, just about to get underway. Keely Owens is going to be the startup, the leadoff hitter for Brevard. As Jack mentioned, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters coming to the plate. Taylor Miner stands on deck, and Maggie Masters would likely represent the final hope for Brevard here on their home turf. They're 9-2 here in Transylvania County. That streak looking to be a bit in danger today. First pitch to Owens. That paints the inside corner. Fastball from Henson for strike one.
Owens 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out to center field.
Henson, she'll get the sign from McCracken. Here's the deal from the right-hander. Plenty of heat that time. Low and inside. Umpire says it's in there for strike two.
Macy threw that same tailing fastball to Owens that ran in on our hands.
The 0-2 deal on the way. The windup, the delivery, and that one close. It's high and away at the letters. Umpire says it's outside for ball one. 1-2, the count now to Keely Owens. Last team to beat Brevard in the Mountain Six Conference was Pisgah back on April 3rd. They've had their number this year. That was grounded over to Paige Griffith in the second base hole. She'll make the play, flips over to Hudson Carver at first, and one away, bottom of the seventh inning.
That's a big out to start this inning. Much tougher to score a lot of runs when you get that first out of the inning. They got Taylor Miner, the first baseman, coming up. 0-2 on the game, grounded out to Paige Griffith, and then flied out to on a line drive to Hudson Carver.
Owens grounds out. Here's Miner now, batter number two for the Brevard Lady Devils. Maggie Masters standing in the on-deck circle, the eight hitter at the plate right now.
Ooh,
and
a little outside.
That one's going to miss outside, 1-0. Plenty of heat from Henson that time, just a little bit wide.
Yeah, that was close, but I do believe it was just a tad outside.
Wind gusting toward the left-field line. Nothing major to speak of, though. It's nice and muggy here on the South Carolina border. 1-0. That one is a lookout over in the bullpen. That one slices foul over the first base dugout. And one ball and one strike to Taylor Miner, rather.
Pisgah JV girls and Brevard JV girls will be playing right after this game. We'll be heading over to the baseball stadium to bring you the varsity baseball game.
Game two of the doubleheader coming up right around 7 p.m. Stay tuned for that coming up shortly on WPTL. 1-1 becomes 1-2. Big cut and a miss by Taylor Miner. She wanted to hit that one over the fence. Comes up empty for strike two.
That was one of those good sliders that broke across the outside corner for Mason.
Here's the 1-2. Hit right back toward my location. I'm a little flinchy over here, Jack. That was coming at us.
Well, I was right there with you on that one. You went right, and I went left.
It's going to get right between us. Talk about splitting the gap. One ball and two strikes. The count remains. Let's see if Macy can get punch out number three on the day. There it is. Swing and a miss. That one low and in the dirt. Miner makes a big cut at it anyway, and that's going to be strikeout number three, out number two in the bottom of the seventh, and the last hope coming up now for Brevard in the form of Maggie Masters, hitter number nine in the lineup.
Masters is one for two on the day. Had a single in the third and grounded out the second and the fifth.
6-3 ball game, bottom of the seventh inning. Macy Henson looking for the complete game victory. And what would be her last regular season performance. There it is. Hit on the ground over to Paige Griffith. The throw to first base. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is your ball game. 6-3, your final. Macy Henson gets the victory. A complete game performance by the senior. And that will secure the second place spot in Mountain Six action for the Pisgah Sugar Bears. Big win today for the girls out of Canton.
Yeah, this is huge. That we'll see how that shakes out in the playoff seedings. But to beat the Blue Devils, two out of three this season with a big victory here in Brevard, we'll take that any day.
Yeah, we'll be keeping a close eye on the projections right now. Brevard, a projected number 9 seed in the 2A playoffs. Brevard looking at a number 13 coming into this game, but with the shakeup in the standings, we'll see how that impacts the playoff seedings. We'll get those released coming up on Saturday or thereabouts. We'll throw it back to Tim Hodges in the studio for just a minute. When we come back, we'll take a quick check, a quick recap of the game. We'll announce our Riverview Farm and Garden player of the game, and then we'll get ready to head over to the baseball field for game two of this doubleheader. Back with more. We'll wrap it up on WPTL right after this.
Ken Wilson Ford is our choice. For my husband's truck, my Focus, our teens used Honda, that's her choice. I appreciate Ken Wilson's professional staff, the big new and used selection, high quality service that keeps us rolling. When it's buy time, low prices with no dock or processing fees. I grew up in a Ken Wilson Ford family, so I know why they earned the Ford Motor Company's top honor, the President's Award. Visit Ken Wilson Ford and see the difference when things are done right.
Back to the Ball Diamond with Jackie and Caleb on WPTL.
It's a winning afternoon for the Pisgah Sugar Bears here from Transylvania County. They get the big 6-3 win over their arch rivals in the Mountain Six, the Brevard Lady Blue Devils. They therefore win the tiebreaker on the season. The 2-1 advantage is just enough to give Pisgah sole possession of the second spot in the Mountain Six Conference. Again, we'll keep an eye on playoff seedings, but Jack Webb, all around a solid performance today for Pisgah. Two runs put on the board by Brevard in the bottom of the first, rather, and after that, the Sugar Bears really got the ball rolling.
Well, it's one of those games that you really focus in on. You're playing for second place in the conference, bragging rights against the Blue Devils, and just a better playoff seeding. And we know we accomplished the first two, and hopefully we'll get the third one.
A good performance today by Paige Griffith. She had the hot glove over at the second base bag. We got to give an honorable mention to her. She was involved in a ton of defensive plays. Maggie McCracken was solid behind the plate. McKenna Browning played a nice hot corner today. But Jack Webb, tell us a little bit about our Riverview Farm and Garden player of the game.
So it's time for the Riverview Farm and Garden's player of the game. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Pisgah Bear player goes to Reagan Lunsford. Reagan was 3-for-4 on the day with a run scored and 2 stolen bases. So thanks for Riverview Farm and Gardens for sponsoring the player of the game. So stop by and see Chris and his staff at the Riverview Farm and Garden Center for all your lawn and garden needs. Time to clean out the old so the new has room to grow.
Reagan Lunsford had a great day at the plate, a great day on the base path. She was solid out in center field, and she played that senior leader role, probably the best that she has all season long. Congratulations to Reagan Lunsford. She is our player of the game. We'll wrap this one up from the Brevard softball field. Pisgah, the big winner, 6-3, your final score. We're going to head on over to the baseball field right behind us. Keep it here on WPTL. Game two of the doubleheader coming up in just a moment.
It looks like we're about the JV game just ended, so the Brevard has just now started refinishing, I guess, or refurbishing or whatever they do between games. So we're probably 25 to 30 minutes from the start of the baseball game. So we're going to shut everything down, and we'll let you know when we're back on the air.
Tim Hodges will keep the real country rolling in the meantime. It's a winning afternoon for the Pisgah Sugar Bears heading into the playoffs. They win their final regular season game 6-3 over the Brevard Lady Blue Devils. Pisgah Black Bears baseball coming up. Keep it here on WPTL. Back in just a minute.
You're listening to the home of Pisgah sports, WPTL, Canton.